Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. Two big things we're going to talk about here on the channel. One is a victory that will be celebrated on Independence Day. The second is don't give up voting. Your votes matter, and I'm going to prove it to you real quick. Thank you to our sponsor of the video. It's CMMG. They are running some sales, and you can save when you use code GNG10 at CMMG. They're having a sale on Blem Lowers. They're having a winter blowout sale where many things are on there. Things that will make you smile. Maybe things that you need for other tools that you have. And all of their tools that they sell, including some new calibers and new lengths of the Descent and Mark 47 and 45 and 12.5 inches. All of those tools you can also save on with code GNG10. Thanks to CMMG for being phenomenal. Two topics on this video, and one I want to get out front of and say that voting is not useless, and I'm going to prove it to you, and I'll do it right away. Louisiana, yesterday, the Senate Bill 1, which is constitutional carry, made it through the Senate, and yesterday it made it through the House. It is now on the way to the governor, who had sent out social media posts on Instagram yesterday bragging that Louisiana is going to be the 28th state for constitutional carry, to go with constitutional carry. That's more than half of this country is making a stance, and elections, voting, that's still important. Why? Louisiana's previous governor, John Bel Edwards, was an anti-gun ass clown. Elections happened. People came out and voted for somebody who said they were a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. And you know what happened? Immediately in the special session, your new governor is going to sign constitutional carry. Possibly this week, more than likely next week. And here's the kicker. Louisiana, happy Independence Day, because once the governor puts his name on that bill and signs it into law, on Independence Day, July 4th, is when it's taking effect. Congratulations. Welcome to the rest of the country who says that you don't need a government permission slip to exercise your Second Amendment right, and it's for people 18 and over. So that's good news for Louisiana. Voting makes a difference. Let's go here, and I've got a lot of people who have sent me a couple bills that are kicking around here in Tennessee. Yes, the Memphis and Nashville ultra-left that made their, you know, the Nashville 3, and, you know, the crybabies, the Moms Demand Action candidates, the Every Town for Gun Safety candidates, who want to latch on something that happens, that a criminal does in a gun-free zone, and say everybody else should lose their rights for that. Well, I just got off the phone with my representative's office and my state senator's office. I just got off the phone with Senator Rusty Crow's office, and Rebecca Alexander's office is going to be getting back to me with definitives, because I asked for a callback, and they're not voting for them. So there's a slew of anti-gun bills in Tennessee that they're throwing against the wall to see if anything sticks, and as of right now, none of it's going to stick. They're going to cry and they're going to whine, but we still have a very strong voting and a strong conservative base here in Tennessee. Vote. Otherwise, those crybabies in Nashville and Memphis, they'll spread. It'll become a purple state. We don't want that, because I don't want to have to move again. I want to fight and keep this free here. Now, there's a bill that would remove constitutional carry, and that's not going anywhere. In fact, my bold prediction is none of these anti-gun bills will get out of any of the committees they're in. I just looked at several of them, and they just keep kicking them and delaying them and delaying them, and that's usually a sign that they're going to die. But I want you all to know that, you know, there's going to be a lot of people right here that will say, voting's a waste of time. You still vote for your rulers. Well, the people in Louisiana are waking up today saying, you know what, we're glad we voted because it removes a government infringement. And I've said numerous times for a decade on this channel, Second Amendment already says you have constitutional carry. In fact, all of us on Independence Day should celebrate by carrying constitutionally. I'm not telling you to go break any laws, but I'm also not telling you to follow any unconstitutional laws. But seek legal advice from your attorney. I am not an attorney, and I'm not giving you legal advice, but you know what? When evil is in front of you, The last thing you should worry about is, am I on a spot on a fake dotted line in a map where the government says I have permission to protect myself? Frick that. Frick that. Guys and gals, check out CMMG. I'm so glad that they are having these sales I told you about. And have a phenomenal day. Subscribe to the channel to stay in the know. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. You are your own first responder. If you haven't figured that out yet, stop and read some of the headlines and realize no one's coming to help you. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.